This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Health officials this afternoon say they've confirmed a third case of measles in Colorado, this one in an Archuleta County adult. The person's vaccination history is unknown, and they did not travel outside of Colorado. The case is likely not linked to recent cases in Pueblo or Denver. That means it could be due to community transmission occurring in the state. Coloradans are being urged to check vaccination status, monitor for symptoms, and review possible exposure locations. Western Slope Republicans are appealing to Governor Jared Polis and his libertarian streak in order to stop gun legislation recently passed by state lawmakers. Mesa County Commissioner Cody Davis says he wants to see a veto.
You've claimed to be a libertarian and you respect the rights and constitutional rights of Coloradans. Prove it today, Governor Polis. Protect our rights, our safety, and our community.
The measure would require people to go through in-person training and get a permit in order to buy most guns with detachable magazines. A car crash involving an RTD train south of Denver has left one person dead. Officials say early this morning the driver drove off a highway ramp and onto the light rail tracks below. This happened in Lone Tree near the C-470 and I-25 interchange. RTD says parts of the E-line remain out of service. And the Denver Nuggets have fired their head coach, Michael Malone, just days before the NBA playoffs. Malone spent 10 seasons with the team and is the winningest coach in franchise history. He led the Nuggets to their only championship just 2 years ago. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.